It's July 20th, 2026, and welcome to the Oxmat Roundup. Today, Volex drops nearly £67 million on a US medtech deal. European capital is rotating hard into strategic sectors, and we check in on Future Plus. Let's get into it.
Good lineup today. The Volex move is the one I'd lead with for investors, honestly.
Agreed. So Volex, the Oxfordshire-headquartered power and data cable manufacturer, has taken full ownership of a US medical products manufacturer in a £66.8 million deal. That's one of the larger Oxfordshire Nexus transactions we've seen this year.
What stands out to me is that this looks like it completes a phased acquisition. So they're clearing minority overhang, consolidating control, and doubling down on medtech, which is a higher margin, regulation-driven segment. That's a deliberate strategic shift away from consumer electronics supply chains.
And it signals that listed regional companies are absolutely willing to deploy capital cross-border. Worth noting for anyone tracking where Oxfordshire's more established players are putting their money. Now, on the macro side, there's a Startups magazine analysis of European tech investment in Q2 of 2026. And the headline is basically, capital is concentrating, not spreading.
Right. Defence tech, energy transition, sovereign infrastructure. Generalist early stage rounds are subdued, which means Oxford spin-outs pitching seed or Series A need to lean into strategic framing. Think energy resilience, health sovereignty, national security, rather than going in as a generic deep tech play.
Which actually connects nicely to the climate tech sector overview that also dropped this week. Oxford's research base in carbon capture, energy systems, sustainable materials. That's exactly the kind of profile that fits this capital environment.
And then there's Future Plus, the Oxford-rooted environmental, social, and governance reporting platform, appearing in Startups magazine's Where Are They Now series. No funding announcement, but that placement usually signals a pivot, a milestone, or renewed momentum. So one to watch for impact investors.
Briefly, Riyadh is positioning as a global blockchain hub off the back of the Global Blockchain Show 2026. Relevant if you have Oxford Web3 or decentralized finance founders eyeing Gulf expansion. And the South Coast Deals Awards 2026 finalists are out via Insider Media. Worth a scan if you have portfolio companies active across the Southeast. That's your Oxmap Roundup for July 20th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more from Oxford's innovation ecosystem.